Synthetic drugs are frequently in the news, but because they're sold as, quote, bath salts or incense or spice, they don't always attract the attention they deserve. Joining us now with more on this is Dana Farley. He's an alcohol, tobacco, and other drugs policy specialist with the Minnesota Department of Health. Good morning and welcome, Dana.
Good morning.
All right, so let's get down to the basics. What are synthetic drugs?
Well, synthetic drugs are often known also as designer drugs. These are man-made chemicals, and these are adaptations or changes with familiar street drugs or plant-based drugs like marijuana, but they've been altered and manipulated into a new drug. So these synthetic drugs are basically man-made or created versions of a previous psychoactive drug.
So then they're meant to mimic certain recreational drugs, it sounds like?
Right. And you said a key word, they're meant to mimic certain street drugs. So they may be sold as, for example, synthetic cannabinoids or synthetic marijuana, but they are quite different.
Really? In what way?
Well, for example, the K2 spice that people may have heard of are sold as synthetic marijuana, but these synthetic cannabinoids, they were adapted or changed chemically to from THC, the psychoactive ingredient in marijuana. But these new chemicals are often not tested on humans. They often have unpredictable effects on humans. They are going to have a different effect than the original drug. So even though they're sold sometimes as synthetic this or synthetic that, such as marijuana or cocaine, they're really not the same street drug. They have different effects.
Okay, so typically what sorts of forms do they come in? Because that sounds like two very different things, you know, marijuana and cocaine. So typically what forms do these drugs take?
Right, so let's take synthetic cannabinoid products, the K2 or spice. These were often a mixture of herbs that have been sprayed with these new research or synthetic drugs. And they are sold sometimes as incense or potpourri. The people selling these are trying to circumvent the law by saying, oh, these are labeled as unfit for human consumption or sold for just as certain products to use. But there's sort of a double wink about this. Is okay, don't use it this way, but they are trying to encourage people to use them. So the synthetic cannabinoids, these herbs that are sprayed, you don't know what the dosage is. It's variable. Often the product is unpredictable. So that's the synthetic cannabinoids that are supposed to mimic pot. The bath salts, or sometimes sold as plant food or insect repellent, a lot of other things, these are called synthetic cathinones. They are more of an amphetamine type of product. But again, they're supposed to mimic the recreational drugs, but they do have some unpredictable effects.
So do you know who's making these drugs and where they're being made?
Amateur kitchen chemists are one group, and criminal entrepreneurs are another. And so they are getting their drugs often in their own sort of unregulated lab, and many of them are being manufactured in China. In June of this year, in 2013, the United Nations identified Africa as an emerging place for production of these illegal drugs. And so they're coming from all over, unregulated labs.
So what is the reason that some folks choose synthetic drugs over the plant-based ones, or the more traditional, I guess, for lack of a better word, drugs?
Well, one of the reasons, for example, bath salts soared in popularity over the last couple of years is largely due to the belief among the users that they were legal, that this was a legal high, that they were non-addictive, that they're relatively safe, and that they were invisible to drug tests. None of those are true. Another group is just using them to try to get a cheaper high or trying to mimic a drug that they can't get. So some of the bath salts we saw up in the Duluth area, the Minnesota area, were people trying to mimic a high related to heroin, but it's a much more dangerous drug in some ways, unpredictable, and they just couldn't get a hold of those drugs. So they're trying to get the cheapest, most available high possible.
Now, you've mentioned a couple of times the dangers involved with the synthetic drugs. Maybe just touch on that real briefly before we have to run.
Sure. Part of it is designer drugs are often more potent, more powerful. They're not tested for human consumption, and so the effects on humans are unknown. Because these are manufactured in unregulated ways, the ingredients are unknown, the toxicities are unknown. The dosage may be variable, and so somebody is using a product and one time, and then another time it's a much more powerful. And so it can be an unknown effect. People come into the emergency room with agitation, confusion, so a lot of psychological problems as a result of these synthetic drugs, often coming in with effects on their heart. We see an effect on the kidneys. Some research has been done about how the synthetic cannabinoids relates to kidney damage. And so we're doing some studies with the emergency rooms up in the Duluth area about some of the effects.
Very interesting. If you're just tuning in, we are talking with Dana Farley of the Minnesota Department of Health. He's a policy specialist on alcohol, tobacco, and other drugs. Dana, anything else you'd like our listeners to know about synthetic drugs?
Well, they are dangerous. They're unpredictable. The substances are mislabeled. You don't know what you're getting, and they really aren't fit for human consumption.
Just like the label says. Excellent. Well, thank you for talking with us today, Dana. It's been very informative.
Thank you for the opportunity.